Inshallah, bearing in mind those who are reading Salah, brothers are requested to come forward. Namaziyon ka khayal karte huye, aage bar jao. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nasalli wa nasallimu ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd. Inshallah, so picking up from where we left off last week, a question was asked which we'll answer the question first and we'll go according to we'll talk about an important verdict, important ruling. The question was asked that if a person is reading salah in jama'ah and his wudu breaks, and as a result he needs to leave the congregation to make wudu, then what should he do? Or how should he go about this? So it's very simple. Anything that breaks the salah, or anything that breaks your wudu, will break your salah. So once the wudu is broken, you need to immediately terminate and break your salah, and you need to now leave the congregation. Now, the first and foremost thing is that some fuqaha and jurists have said that if a person wants to, they can pretend like there's a nosebleed happening, so the people, it doesn't cause embarrassment for the person. But if he doesn't want to do that, it's fine as well. When leaving the salah, then you have to remember that number one is that the people behind you, so if you've broken your salah and now there's quite a lot of people behind you and they're not very close, we'll come on to these masail later on, they're not very close, then the two people should try to make a gap, either by moving to the side, so they allow the person to leave. They should allow that there. But if it's very tight, and by moving he's not able to go past, then he can do two options. Option number one, he can wait for them to sajda, and then he can try to make his way over them. Another way, which is also a correct way, is that because sutratul imam sutratun lil qawm, that the barrier for the imam acts as a barrier for the whole congregation. So if you break your salah and you realize that the two people in front of me are very close and I won't be able to go past them, then you can walk across the line, because the imam's barrier is sufficient for the other people's barrier. So you can walk across the line to find a space where you can go. But the preferred way is that if someone breaks their salah, then he should move into that person's row, and he should tell, or that person should naturally know that he needs to come forward and fill in the gap. When he fills in the gap, then there's space for him to leave. So he should either try to make his way, the person behind should be that, he should know this mas'ala, that when there's a gap made, I need to go forward. So he should try to go forward, and then as a result it will be easy for him to leave. If that's not possible, then he may look for a gap, and as a result he may leave the masjid like that there and go. If there is no gap and it's hard to find any gap, then he may just sit down, wait for the salah to terminate, and then after salah he may leave. This is with regards to breaking the salah. Which leads on to the next thing, that how should the sufuf, the rows, be in salah? So all of it, a great amount of this masail, is on a number of hadith, but I just want to mention one hadith, and the hadith is wasitul imam, that make sure that you keep the imam centralized in the center. It is very important that the imam remains in the center, and the way you make your sufuf, your rows, it is in such a way that the imam remains in the center. Now obviously when we first start salah, it's very easy because the first 2-3 rows get full. Now the last row, so remember, whenever you come in and the salah has started, then the last row, stand immediately behind the imam. Don't stand, because Masjid al-Hamza is at an angle. So the imam's right-hand sufuf will naturally go longer. So when you join in the congregation, join according to where the imam is standing. This is the preferred opinion, according to where the imam is standing. Once the person has stood behind the imam, then there's a wrong notion that first fill in all the right-hand spaces, then fill in all the left-hand spaces. This is not correct. Because this is, or this is not the preferred opinion. The preferred opinion, according to this hadith, is wasitul imam, keep the imam in the center. And the only way the imam will be in the center is if the person comes one to the right, and the second person comes to the left. Right, left, right, left. Like that, that's how the imams, the sufuf, the rows should be formed. Not that everyone stands to the right, and then once the right is finished, then everyone stands to the left. Because it will be against this hadith that wasitul imam, the imam won't be centralized again. So this is very important to bear note that when making the sufuf, this should be adhered to. Third thing with regards to making the rows is that the rows should be very straight. And the way to straighten the rows is that make sure the heels are aligned. Make sure the heels are aligned. Why? Because if the heels are aligned, naturally the body will be aligned. But if you align the toes, then as we know that some people's feet size is larger than other feet size, so then the rows won't be aligned perfectly. So make sure the heels are aligned, and make sure you stand close to each other. Some fuqaha have gone to the extent to say that it is wajib to fill in any gaps. And a person who purposely stands at a distance to another person or leaves a gap, then he is leaving out a wajib. This is according to some fuqaha that they have meant is wajib. But the hadith is enough for us to deter us away. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَوْلَ يُخَالِفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That if you don't straighten the rows, and if you leave gaps in the rows, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create enmity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create hatred between you and the person standing next to you. So it's very important that we straighten the rows. In the Urdu language, ke imam ka darmiyan mein hona bahut zaruri hai. Lihaza jo akhir mein aa jata hai, unke liye bahut zaruri hai ke wo imam ke piche khare ho jao, saf banaye. Aur phir jo dusra ya tisra shakhs aa jaye, to ek daayi taraf, phir dusra ya tisra baayi taraf. Aisa na ho ke puri daayi taraf bar jaye, phir baayi taraf bar jaye. Aisa na ho, daayi phir baayi, daayi phir baayi taraf. Or saf ka bilkul seedhi hona, ka bilkul straight hona, bahut hi zaruri hai. Nabi Kareem, baze fuqaha ne kaha ki ye wajib hai namaz mein. Aur dono the ke darmiyan gap, jaga, khali jaga ka hona, ye bhi wajib ke khilaf hai baz fuqaha ke yaha. So this is very important. Now moving on with what was mentioned in the text, the next masala. Has anyone got any questions on that? About the sufu for the rows? The next issue, the next topic is sitting on a chair and reading salah. Kursi bar baithna. Sitting on a chair and reading salah. When is it allowed? When are you allowed to sit on a chair and read salah? And when are you not allowed? Now we're just talking about fard salah. Because in fard salah, to stand is fard. In fard salah, to stand is fard. In other salah, especially nawafil salah, a person may sit and read. So that's why we're only talking about farz salah. Sirf farz salah ke baare mein baat ho rahi hai. Ke farz namazon mein khara rehna farz hai. To stand in salah is farz. Now, what happens if a person gets bimar, if a person becomes ill, or if a person is old, then he needs to judge for himself. If he can't stand at all, then he must sit on the ground. Sit on the ground, not on the chair straight away. If you can't stand, then sit on the ground. Agar koi bilkul khara hi nahi ho sakta, to phir unke liye zameen par baithna, baithne ki gunjaish hai. That's situation number one. A person can't stand at all. Why? Because he injured his leg, he injured his body, he's very old, he can't stand for long, he feels dizzy, etc., etc. Then he must sit on the ground. The second situation is that a person can stand for a little while, but not for the full duration of qiyam. He can stand for a little while. Thori der ke liye aadmi khara ho sakta hai, uske baad nahi hai. So what should he do? However long he can stand for. So if he can just stand for this much, Allahu Akbar, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarak ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghiruk. Itna. He can only stand for this much amount. Then after saying that there, then he should sit down. How much ever long you can stand up for. So a person needs to be a judge for himself, that how long can I stand for? If you can stand for until Thana, until Surah Fatiha, then stand for as long as you can stand. So dusri surat ye hai ke aadmi khada ho sakta hai lekin sirf thori der ke liye. To jitni der ke liye wo khada reh sakta hai, itni der ke liye khada rehna zaruri hai. Phir uske baad baith jaye. This is the second situation. The third situation is that a person, he can't sit on the ground. Meaning sitting is so difficult for him. Because if he sits like this, ghutno mein takleef ho jati hai, ya his knees hurt. If he sits like this, anywhere he sits is just painful. However he sits, it's painful. For this person, he can sit on the chair. Sirf us shakhs ke liye jaiz hai ke wo kursi par baith jaye jo zameen par bhi baith nahi sakta hai. Yani aisi zakhm ho gayi, aisi bimari ho gayi ke wo zameen par bhi baith nahi sakta, to us shakhs ke liye kursi par baithna jaiz hai. Ya aise shakhs ke liye ke agar wo baith jaye to unke liye dobara uthna mushkil hoga, to us shakhs ke liye kursi par baithna jaiz. For such a person who, if he once sits down, because there's some people that once they sit down, they cannot get up on their own. They need people to lift them up. So that's why for such people, they can sit on the chair. This is the only, according to the preferred and the most precautious opinion, this is the only time a person can sit on the chair. If you can sit on the ground and you sit on the chair, then it could render your salah fasid. It could blank out your salah. Your salah won't be accepted. It's very important to understand that there. Once you're sitting on the ground, then what should you do? Then, if you're sitting on the ground and you are able to do sajda, then you must do sajda. So Allahu Akbar, Thana, Surah Fatiha, Surah, Ruku, Allahu Akbar, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. اگر سجدہ, if you can do سجدہ, اگر کوئی سجدہ کر سکتا ہے تو ان کے لئے سجدہ کرنا ضروری ہے. تو اس وجہ سے اللہ اکبر, پھر وہ سجدہ کر لے. ٹھیک ہے, you must do سجدہ, because سجدہ is also فرض. However, if a person can't do سجدہ, if a person can't do سجدہ, then he will just make an indication. And the indication for ruku is low, and the indication for sajda is even lower. So ruku is tara, and sajda is tara. Thora aur past ho jaye, thora aur zameen ki taraf ho. Aisa na ho ke ruku bhi aur sajda bhi ek hi halat mein hai. Ek farak hona chahiye dono ke darmiyan. There must be a difference between the ruku. So is wajah se you can do ruku this much and sajda a bit this much, so that there is a difference between your sajda and your ruku. But if you can sit and do sajda, you must do sajda. This is a very big misconception that as soon as you get an injury, straight on the chair. As soon as you get slightly old, not even too old, as soon as you get slightly old, straight on the chair. It's not like that there. You have to sit on the floor first. And where does a person sit? Best place to sit is that your back is in line with the people's heels. Don't sit too back, because whoever's behind you, he will be inconvenienced. And same with the chair. The chair, try to put the back 2 feet, back 2 legs, where the heel will be. Why? Because if you put it any further back, then the people behind you will be again inconvenienced. And this is the best way. The people on the chair should sit on the side. And similarly, those who are sitting on the floor, if they sit on the side, it's also better to keep the gaps at minimum. To keep the gaps at minimum, it's better for them to sit on the side of the rows. This is with regards to namaz parna kursi par. Theek hai? Koi sawal hai uske mutalliq? Anyone got any questions? As for nafil salah, tahajjud salah, ishraq, if a person wants to sit down, they may sit and read nafil salah. But a person who reads nafil or any salah sitting down without any valid excuse, he has reduced his reward by half. For no reason, if a person just sits down and reads salah sitting down, then he has reduced his reward by half. Agar koi baith kar namaz pare bila kisi uzr ko, بلا کسی عذر, کوئی نفل پڑھے بلا کسی عذر تو جائز ہے, لیکن ثواب آدھا ہو گیا, چونکہ کھڑا رہنا تو زیادہ بہتر ہے اور بیٹھ کر پڑھنا اس میں فضیلت, اس میں ثواب میں کمی ہو جاتی ہے. تست مسائل ود ریگارڈس ٹو پرینگ سولا آن اے چیئر اور پرینگ سولا سٹنگ ڈاؤن. Everyone okay with that? If a person is able to stand up, but he is not able to do sajda and he is not able to sit on the floor, if a person is able to stand only, but he is not able to sit and he is not able to do sajda, some sort of condition that happens, then he must stand first, and then whenever he does ruku and sajda, he may sit on the chair. But that's only if you can't sit on the floor. Agar koi khara ho sakta hai, lekin zameen par baith nahi sakta hai, sajda bhi nahi kar sakta hai, to us shakhs ke liye kursi par baithna jaiz hai, lekin jitni der ke liye wo khara reh sakta hai, itni der ke liye khara rehna zaruri hai. Jab wo ruku ya sajda mein chale jaye, to phir kursi par baith kar sajda ya ruku جائز ہے, کر سکتا ہے, بشرطے کہ وہ زمین پر بیٹھ ہی نہیں سکتا ہے. That's the ruling with regards to chair. Okay, mashallah, very good question. Agar, if someone's traveling on a plane, train, bus, anything, any transport, and he's unable to stand and read salah. So let's take the example of a plane, because that's the most of. The first thing we should try to do when we're on a plane is ask the air hostess, can I read salah? I need to pray, so there's some space in the cabin, by where the cabin's asar or where the air hostess are standing. Is it okay? It will be 2 minutes. I'll be there for 2 minutes, I'll read salah and come back. If they give you permission, then you must go and stand and pray and read salah. Try to determine where the qibla is. And nowadays, because on the screens of the planes, they have a map. Where you're traveling, a map of where you're traveling. So try to find where Makkah is and try to estimate where the Qibla is. Nowadays we have phones that have apps as well. So try to estimate where the Qibla is, and according to your estimation, then read Salah standing up at the back, if it's not going to cause anyone convenience and if you've got permission to do that there. But they didn't give you permission, or they said that it's very dangerous and you'll inconvenience others. Then a person can read salah sitting on his chair, on his seat, and he can read salah in any direction. In the direction that his seat is facing, he will just read salah like that there, and he will make gestures throughout the whole salah. However, after doing that there, when he arrives at his house or at his destination, he must make qada of that salah. He must make up for that salah. Why? Because that salah was such a salah where there was no sajda, there was no qiyam, there was no ruku. So three farz were missed out, hence he must make up for the salah at home. He won't get guna, he won't get any sins for it, because he was compelled to do that there. That's why he won't get any sins for it, but he must make it up for it after when he arrives. Agar koi jahaz mein ho aur wo namaz ada nahi kar sakta hai khare hokar, to pehle unko puchna chahiye ke main پیچھے نماز پڑھ سکتا ہوں یا نہیں. اگر وہ منع کرے چونکہ خطرہ ہے یا دوسروں کو تکلیف دینے کا باعث ہے کا اندیشہ ہے, تو وہ بیٹھ کر اپنی سیٹ, اپنی کرسی پر بیٹھ کر نماز پڑھ سکتا ہے, اور قبلہ رخ ضروری نہیں ہے. اور اگر وہ اور ان پر نماز پڑھنا ضروری ہے بعد میں, یعنی جب وہ پہنچ جائے اپنی ڈیسٹینیشن کو, اپنی جگہ پر پہنچ جائے, تو اس نماز کا قضا کرنا بھی لازم ہے, چونکہ اس نماز میں قبلے کی رعایت بھی نہیں ہوئی, کھڑے ہونے کی رعایت بھی نہیں ہوئے, سجدے کی بھی رعایت نہیں ہوئی. لیکن اس نماز کو چھوڑنے یا اس نماز کو قضا کرنے کا گناہ نہیں ہوگا, چونکہ وہ مجبور تھا. تو اس وجہ سے, مجبوری کی وجہ سے گناہ نہیں ہوگا, لیکن انہوں نے وہ کام کیا جو اس کو یا ان کو کرنا چاہیے تھا. تو دیٹس وائی دا تھنگ آفٹر دیٹ. ماشاء اللہ, گھر میں جا کر قصر ہی پڑھنا ہے. واٹ ایور صلاح واز مسڈ ان سفر, And how many ever rakats were missed in Safar, you will read those same amount of rakats at home. So you were supposed to read two rakats Asr because you were a traveler. Then when you go home, you will still read two rakats Asr. Jee? Aeroplane, man? What would you do with regards to wudu in an aeroplane, trains, etc.? Number one is that there is toilets there which you can. For example, the best thing to do is get a bottle of water, fill it up in the sink, and do wudu over the toilet. That way you can do wudu. Now, that day I've done it many times myself. After that, they get a lot of tissue and clean up the whole place. But for some reason, just say there was turbulence throughout the whole journey, and the air hostess didn't allow anyone to go to the toilets, then at that time, a person can do tayammum. Agar wo toilet jaakar wuzu karna mumkin hai, kyunki maine bahut martaba wuzu kar liya jihaz ke toilet mein. Lekin agar kisi khatre ki wajah se wo kaam karne wali ya kaam karne walon ne mana kiya ke koi ja nahi sakta hai toilet ko, to phir tayammum karna jaiz hoga. If someone prayed standing up salah in the aeroplane and he was facing the qibla, then he doesn't need to repeat it. Agar kisi ne khade hokar namaz par li jahaz mein aur qibla rukh ke, to baad mein usko qaza karne ki koi zarurat nahi hai, kyunki unhone namaz isi tarah ada kar li jis tarah ada karni chahiye tha. Theek hai. The next thing which we'll try to wrap up is qada salah. What is qada salah? We just discussed that what is qada salah, that making up for salah. So there's some important masail with regards to qada salah. If somebody misses a fard salah or a wajib salah, then he must do qada of that salah. So if someone misses the two rakats of fajr, fard, four rakats zuhr, four rakats asr, three rakats maghrib, four rakats isha, and three rakats witr, these salah you must do. It is necessary to do qada of these salah. When does a person need to worry about his qada salah? When he became baligh, when he became mature, when he reached the age of puberty, at that point salah became fard. It became necessary for him to read salah. So any salah that he missed from the time he became baligh till the time he passes away, or till whatever age he has reached, it is necessary, lazim, wajib, for him to make up all those salah. How much ever? That's number two. Number three, it is more important to read qada salah than nafil salah. Because nafil is nafil, and qada is wajib. So wajib has more importance than nafil salah. Again, in the Urdu language, that kaun si namazo ka qaza karna hai? Fajr ki do rakat farz, zohar ki char rakat farz, asr ki char rakat farz, maghrib ki teen rakat, isha ki char rakat farz, aur teen rakat witr. In namazo ka dohrana, ka dobara parna, agar wo namazay chhoot gayi, to un namazo ka dohrana wajib hai. Aur kab karna hai? جب آدمی بالغ ہو گیا اس وقت سے کرنا ہے. جتنی نمازیں چھوٹ گئی ہے بالغ ہونے کے بعد ان نمازوں کا قضا کرنا واجب ہے. اور نمبر تین, نفل نماز پڑھنا اور قضا کون سا زیادہ اہم ہے؟ قضا زیادہ اہم ہے. اگر آدمی کے پاس کئی قضا نمازیں ہیں تو اس شخص کے لیے ضروری ہے کہ وہ پہلے قضا نمازوں کو ادا کرے, پھر نفل, تہجد, اشراق وغیرہ وغیرہ کی نمازیں ادا کرے. چونکہ ایک تو واجب ہے اور ایک تو نفل ہے, واجب زیادہ اہم ہے. This is very important. This is قضا صلاح. جی آ رہا ہوں. جی So, as the third point mentioned, that you should read qada salahs instead of nafil salah. However, qada salah cannot take the place of sunnat-e-mu'akkada. Qada Salah cannot take the place of Sunnat Muakkada. Sunnat Muakkada must be read, and you cannot cross out Sunnat Muakkada and replace it for Qada Salah. سنت مؤکدہ کی جگہ میں قضا نماز پڑھنا جائز نہیں ہے, چونکہ سنت مؤکدہ کا مطلب وہ ہے کہ آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس سنت پر دوام کے ساتھ, مسلسل کے ساتھ بار بار اس سنت کو پڑھ لی اور چھوڑا ہی نہیں. تو اس وجہ سے سنت مؤکدہ کو ایسے ہی ہٹانا قضا کے لیے جائز نہیں ہے, یہ ٹھیک کام نہیں ہے. However, a person can replace his sunnate غیر مؤکدہ. For example, the four rakats before Isha that we're going to read now, this is sunnah غیر مؤکدہ. So to read qada salah instead of sunnate غیر مؤکدہ, this is permissible and one should do it. One should try to do it. To replace sunnat, to replace tahajjud for qada salah, one should do this. ٹھیک ہے؟ سنت مؤکدہ کی جگہ میں قضا نماز پڑھنا بہتر ہے اور کرنا چاہیے. سنت غیر مؤکدہ مثلا عصر سے پہلے چار, عشاء سے پہلے چار, تو ان چار رکعتوں کو ظہر کے بدلے میں, عصر کے بدلے میں, قضا نمازوں کے بدلے میں کرنا چاہیے. That's number four. How do you work out? This is the big question. کہ میرے پاس تو اتنی قضا نمازیں ہیں کہ کیلکولیٹ کس طرح کرنا چاہیے, حساب کس طرح لگانا ہے. How do you calculate the amount of qada salah I have missed? Because when does a person become baligh? A person becomes baligh 14 years 6 months. When he reaches 14 years 6 months, automatically he becomes baligh. But the majority of us become baligh before that, they're due to a wet dream, etc. احتلام کی وجہ سے, یا 14 years 6 months کی وجہ سے آدمی یا لڑکا خود بخود بالغ ہو جاتا ہے اور خود بخود ان پر نماز لازم ہوتا ہے. So a person becomes baligh at 14 and a half years old. Now how do you work it out? So remember, you have to make a precautious estimation of how many salah you missed. If you know the exact figure, then there's no problem. But if you don't know the exact figure, then you must make a precautious estimation of how much qada salah you need to do. Agar kisi ko yaad nahi hai ki mujhe kitni karni hai, mujhe kitni namazein parni hai, kitni qaza ki namazein karni hai, to unko ihtiyat ke saath ek andaaza lagana. Ihtiyat ko rakhte hue, kalihaz rakhte hue, ek andaaza lagana. How? So first thing to do, very easy. Just say you became baligh at 13 years old. When you are 13 years old, then you're in year 9. See? Dasi? You're in year 8. Year 8 or you're in year 8? Now you need to think to yourself. Koi Urdu mein tarjuma karo? Ji? Ji, ji, okay. نیت
اس کو اندازہ ہی نہیں
ہے. ہاں جی, تو سو ہاؤ, اندازہ کس طرح لگانا ہے, ہاؤ کین یو ڈو اٹ. سو نمبر ون, ہی نیڈز ٹو اسٹارٹ فرام 13 ایئرز اولڈ. جسٹ سے 13 ایئرز اولڈ, دیٹ وین آئی واز ان ایئر 8 ایئر 9, واز آئی پنکچوئل وِد صلاح اور ناٹ پنکچوئل وِد صلاح. سو دین ہی نیڈز ٹو تھنک ٹو ہمسیلف دیٹ آئی واز ان پنکچوئل صلاح. سو سال میں کتنے دن ہیں؟ 365 ڈیز. سو نماز کتنی؟ 365. فجر 365, ظہر 365, عصر 365, مغرب, عشاء وغیرہ. ایک سال میں 365 نمازیں ہوتی ہے, تو یہ ایک سال ہو گیا. پھر سوچنا چاہیے کہ ٹھیک ہے, سال میں رمضان بھی آ جاتے ہیں, ان اے ایئر رمضان بھی کمز. سو ڈیورنگ رمضان ڈیڈ آئی یوز ٹو ریڈ مائی صلاح؟ ابو مجھے کہتے تھے کہ نماز پڑھو, نماز پڑھو, نماز پڑھو. اگر ابو مجھے کہتے ہیں کہ جب میں چھوٹا تھا کہ نماز پڑھو, نماز پڑھو, نماز پڑھو, اور میں نماز پڑھتا تھا ابا کے حکم کی وجہ سے, تو اس کو مائنس کر لو. مثلا رمضان, if you are punctual with reading in Ramzan, then that's 30 days gone. So that means it's 335 days. You know, every year is going to be 335 days. Now do that for every single year at the age of 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And then you need to ask yourself that, when did I start becoming punctual with my salah? When did I start becoming punctual with my salah? Was it at the age of 20? Was it at the age of 30? So what you need to work out is from 13 till 30, 13 till 50, 13 till 60, how many surah is there? First get a figure. First get a figure sorted. Don't worry about if the figure is too large, too small, whatever. First try to get a precocious figure. To Urdu mein, pehle aap baligh kab hue? Agar aapko yaad nahi hai, to phir keh do ke main 12 saal, 13 saal mein baligh ho gaya hoon. ठीक है और फिर 12 साल 13 साल में मैं नमाज का पाबंद था या नहीं अगर मैं पाबंद था तो कोई हर्ज नहीं अगर मैं पाबंद नहीं था तो साल में 365 दिन है उसकी उसका मतलब यह है कि 365 फजर 365 जोहर 365 असर मगरिब ईशा और हर साल में उसके जर्ब लगा दो उसको मल्टीप्लाई कर लो कि 13 साल में 365 14 साल में 365 कैलकुलेटर में ये सब हिसाब लगा दो जब कब तक मैं पाबंद हो गया हूँ जब मैं 40 साल पाबंद हो गया नमाज के पाबंद हो गया जब मैं 40 साल तो यहाँ तक के मैं सारे अंदाज़ा लगा दो हिसाब लगा दूंगा और एक बड़ा फिगर एक बड़ी अदद हो गया उसकी फिक्र मत करो कि कितना बड़ा हो गया क्यों इसमें फिक्र मत करना है Why should you worry if the amount is too large? Because all you can do is try. You try and finish it. How do you try? You have to be strict with yourself. What are the ways of being strict with yourself? You and your wife both got qada salah. Tell your wife. Or tell someone in your house that every week my target is to read 10 qada salahs in a week. Or 7, one a day. And if I don't read 10 salah in a week or 7 salah, I'm going to give £5 in charity. I'm going to give £10 in charity. Do that training with you. Be strict on yourself. Be strict on yourself. That if I, and we can be strict on ourselves. Why? Because we all go to work. If we go 10 minutes late every day to work, what will happen? Manager calls us in, why are you late every day? Or your wages get deducted. So when it comes to work, we're very strict. Is this not also a work? Is this not also something important? Because أول ما يحاسب يوم القيامة. One of the first things you're going to be asked on the day of Qiyamah is your salah. So Allah, we're worried about the manager. That the manager is going to ask me, why did you come late to work? But what about Allah asking us, why have you got so many qada salahs? So first be strict with yourself that I can do it. And whenever you don't do your 10 salah a week, your 7 salah a week, give £10 in charity. If you earn a lot, give £50 in charity. So you feel the pinch. You feel the effects of you not doing, then if you know that Sunday is coming and I haven't done any salah, you'll notice on Saturday you'll be standing on the musalla and doing all 10 quickly. Why? Because you don't want to give £50 in charity. So these are ways. You have to be strict with yourself. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. Urdu mein, jab wo adad ho gaya ki mujhe kitna karna hai, to apne aap par pabandi lagao. Bahut pabandi lagao. Ke hafte mein kam az kam mujhe 7 to karna hai. रोजाना एक तो करना है और अगर मैं न करूं तो मैं 50 पाउंड सदका में दूंगा मैं 30 पाउंड सदका में दूंगा मैं 20 पाउंड सदका में दूंगा और बीवी से कह देना कि मुझे हर हफ्ते पूछना कि आपने कितने किए मैं आपको भी पूछूंगा कि आप कितने किए और इस तरह काम करते 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 उसका उसकी फिक्र करो क्योंकि क़यामत के दिन अल्लाह ताला तो पूछेंगे हदीस है कि नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के सबसे पूछ होगी नमाज के बारे में तो अगर आपके कई कजा नमाजें और आपने फिक्र ही नहीं की तो जवाब क्या देंगे लेकिन अगर आपने हफ्ते में 7 मरतबा किया 7 मरतबा और क्या हुआ फिर मौत आ गई और आपकी कजा नमाजें अदा नहीं हुई कम अज कम आप कह सकते हैं अल्लाह के सामने कि मैंने तो कोशिश की लेकिन जिंदगी ने वफा नहीं किया जिंदगी ने मुझे मोहलत नहीं दी लेकिन मैंने कोशिश की हाँ इतना ज़्यादा कोशिश तो नहीं की लेकिन कम से कम मैंने तो कदम उठाया ज़िंदगी ने वफा नहीं दिए मुझे माफ़ करे कम से कम आप कुछ ना कुछ कह सकते हैं अल्लाह के सामने कुछ ना कुछ कह सकते हैं अल्लाह के सामने लेकिन अगर आपने फिक्र ही नहीं की आपने एक ही नहीं पढ़ा पूरे हफ्ते में एक ही नहीं पढ़ा तो जवाब क्या देंगे हम अल्लाह के सामने This is why, try, do this, be strict to yourself. Why? Because at least on the day of Qiyamah, you can tell Allah something that I tried Allah, but my life wasn't long enough. If my life was long enough, I would have finished it Allah. At least do that there. Second reason why you should do it, because whatever you do in your jawani, whatever you do in your youth, if you are unable to do that in your old age, then what will Allah Ta'ala do? He will compensate for it. It comes in the hadith that whoever does ibadat in their young age, and he is unable to do that ibadat in their old age due to their sicknesses, due to their health, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them reward of whatever they did. So if you, in your youth, you did as much as you could do, I'll say this only in English, if you did as much as you could do in your youth, as much as qadha you could do in your youth, and when you became old, you couldn't do any qadha because of your ill health, you were bedridden, etc., etc., at least again you can tell Allah that, Allah, if you gave me health, you know I would have done it. Why? Because during my youth, I tried to do it. So my dear brothers, place a lot of emphasis on qadha salah. Start with one salah a day. And this is now I'm going to ask, tell you how to do qadha salah. An easy way of doing qadha salah. And inshallah we'll finish on this. But just before that, then, question? So the question was that, do you work on one salah at a time or do you work on many salah at one time? हाँ तो फिर उस तब भी अल्लाह पर भरोसा करके शुरू कर लो. आपका काम शुरू करना, अल्लाह का काम खत्म करना. तो आप अल्लाह खत्म करेंगे, आप शुरू कर ले, इंशाल्लाह हो जाएगा जी. तो हाँ जी, सो दैट्स द क्वेश्चन दैट हमजा आस्क्ड, दैट हाउ शुड यू डू कदा सला. द बेस्ट वे इज व्हाटएवर सला यू रीडिंग, डू द कदा ऑफ दैट सला. So we're going to read Isha now, so do the Isha Qadha. You're going to read Fajr, do the Fajr Qadha. Zohar, do the Zohar. Do the Asr, do the Asr. That's one way. This is the best way, but it's a bit of a hard way as well. So this is a bit of a hard way. The second way is start with something easy. First start with all the Fajrs. Get all the Fajrs, because once you see that number going down, once you see that number going down, then it will be easy for you to start another one, because you'll feel that pride, you'll feel that happiness. Alhamdulillah, all my fajrs are finished, now let me start on the next one. So this is two ways of doing it. You don't need to do every single salah. And Haji Sahib ne pucha ke niyat kya karni hai. So number one, the only niyat you make, that, oh Allah, whatever is the last missed salah I did, the last missed fajr, I am making up that now. Jo meri akhiri chuti hui namaz hai, Fajr mein jo main aakhri chuti hui namaz hai, uski main qaza kar raha hu. This is the easiest way. And that's the best way for you, everyone to remember. Yeah. Now when you're reading qaza salah, what should you do? Especially Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. You must try to make the salah as brief as possible. And you're allowed to do that there because the fuqaha have mentioned that there. Try to make salah, qaza namaz ko sabse zyada mukhtasar hi kar lo. Kyunki qaza ka kya matlab hai? Ke sar se uthana. سر سے بوجھ اٹھانا. کیا بوجھ؟ قیامت کے دن وہ سزا کا بوجھ ہوگا, تو اس کو سر سے اٹھرنا ہے. تو نماز کو سب سے زیادہ مختصر کر لو. Try to make the نماز as brief as possible. Hence, try to do all the فرائد and the واجبات. If you miss out the sunnats in قضاء صلاة, inshallah it'll be fine. Because nobody does قضاء صلاة to get reward. Because you don't get reward for قضاء صلاة. You're just doing قضاء صلاة so that Qiyamat ke din, on the day of Qiyamah, you're not answerable. That's the only reason why we're doing Qadha Salah. You know, you don't do Qadha Salah so you can get extra reward, because that doesn't make sense. You did something bad and now you're going to get extra reward for doing something bad and making up for it. So you don't get reward. That's why it's okay. The fuqaha have mentioned you are allowed to miss out the sunnats. So for example, you're reading 4 rakats, Asr, Salah, Qadha. So start, Allahu Akbar. Or seedhe Surah Fatiha par chale jao. Go straight on to Surah Fatiha, because Thana, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika is sunnah. So we're trying to make the salah as brief as possible. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa Laddaleen. Or sabse zyada choti surate, whichever is the shortest surahs, read all of those in qadha salah. Wal asr inna atina. Har qaza mein, every qaza read wal asr inna atina, wal asr inna atina. Why? Because we're not trying to make the salah long. لمبی لمبی نمازیں تو نفل کے لیے ہے, لمبی لمبی نمازیں تو سنت غیر موقع ہے. قضا تو سب سے زیادہ چھوٹی ہونی ہے تاکہ آپ زیادہ کر سکتے ہیں. اگر آپ کا ایک قضا نماز 10 منٹ لگے گا تو پھر آدمی سوچے گا کہ میں کس طرح 1000 پورے کریں گے اس طرح.
ठीक है. सो ट्राई टू मेक इट एज क्विकली एज पॉसिबल. दैट्स वन. सो सूरह फातिहा, देन सूरह, देन अल्लाहु अकबर, सुभान रब्बिल अजीम, समी अल्लाहु लिमन हमिदा, रब्बना वलकल हम्द, अल्लाहु अकबर सजदा, सुभान रब्बिल अला. ठीक है. तीसरी और छोटी रकात में एक एक मरतबा, लेकिन चूंकि तीन मरतबा तो सुन्नत है, एक मरतबा तो फर्ज है. ठीक है. सो ट्राई टू मेक इट एज क्विकली एज पॉसिबल, लेकिन don't make it so quick that you're not even doing it properly. So is tarah mat karna ke Allahu Akbar subhanahu rabbiyal azim samia rabbana lakal hamd, is tarah to nahi, kyunki us qaza ka ko dobara qaza karna padega. Fir you have to do qaza after qaza then if you're going to do it that quick. So don't do it that quick. The third and fourth rakat of asr salah. So you're doing qaza of asr salah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu rasuluh. Fir Allahu Akbar, अल्लाह अकबर. सूरह फातिहा का पढ़ना तीसरी और छोटी रकात में सुन्नत है, तो इस वजह से अगर कोई उस सुन्नत को तर्क कर दे ताकि उसकी कजा नमाजें ज्यादा हो जाए, इट्स परमिसिबल. इफ समवन इन द सेकंड, थर्ड एंड फोर्थ रकात ऑफ असर, जोहर एंड ईशा डजंट रीड सूरह फातिहा, इट्स फाइन, ही कैन स्टैंड अप, अल्लाहु अकबर, और तीन सुबहानल्लाह के लिए खड़े हो जाए और फिर चौथी रकात इस तरह कर ले. इस तरीके से बाय डूइंग दिस यू कैन फिनिश मैनी कदा सलाज इन वन डे. इस तरीके से आप ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा कज़ा नमाजें की अदायगी कर सकते हैं. लेकिन वितर में, इन वितर, इन ऑल थ्री रकात यू मस्ट रीड सूरह फातिहा, एंड इन ऑल थ्री रकात यू मस्ट रीड ए सूरह. हाउएवर इन वितर, when you're doing qada of witr, once you finish the surah, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ, then if you're reading in public, then don't raise your hands. Why? Because if you raise your hands, you're telling everyone around you that I've got qaza salah, and that's what I'm doing right now. So you're showing your sins, and in Islam, you're not allowed to show your sins. जब वितर की नमाज अदा कर रहे हैं पब्लिक में, मजमे में, दूसरों के सामने, तो फिर वितर की नमाज में सूरह के बाद अपने हाथ को मत उठाना, क्योंकि हाथ उठाने की वजह से दूसरा समझेगा कि अच्छा है, यह तो कज़ा नमाज पढ़ रहे हैं. और कज़ा न, और किसी को बतलाना कि मेरे पास, मेरे जिम्मे में कज़ा नमाजें है, यह तो गुनाह का काम है. चूँकि गुनाह को बतलाना, दिखाना, तस्लीम करना, दिखाना, ये भी गुनाह का काम है. तो इस वजह से आफ्टर फिनिशिंग अल्लाहु समद लम यलिद वलम यूलद, अल्लाहु अकबर, सिर्फ अल्लाहु अकबर कहो, ओनली से अल्लाहु अकबर. एंड नाउ डू यू नीड टू रीड अल्लाहुम्मा इन्ना नस्तईनुका व नस्तगफिरुका, यू डोंट नीड टू रीड द होल थिंग, इतना पढ़ना, ओनली रीड दिस, रब्बिगफिरली रब्बिगफिरली रब्बिगफिरली, अल्लाहु अकबर. ये तो सिर्फ कज़ा के लिए, ताकि ज्यादा से ज्यादा कज़ा नमाजें अदा हो जाएगी. आप पहले कदम उठाए, फिर दुआ कर लो कि अल्लाह मैंने कदम उठाया, आप पूरा कर लें मेरे लिए, और अल्लाह ज़रूर पूरा कर लेंगे. क्यों नहीं पूरा करेंगे? क्योंकि आपने तो कोशिश की. अल्लाह ताला अपनी कोशिश, बंदों की कोशिश को देखकर बहुत खुशी होती है. अल्लाह सुभान व तआला तो पूरे कराएंगे, और अगर पूरे नहीं कराएंगे तो कम इंशाल्लाह उम्मीद है कि अल्लाह माफ़ कर देंगे. A person can read Qada Salah anytime after he finishes his sunnats, just before the Fard. If there remains time, he can read it there. A person can even read Qada Salah after Asr Salah. After Asr, usually to read any Salah, any Nafil Salah or any Fard Salah after the Asr Salah, this is makruh. But when it comes to Qada Salah, you can read it after the Asr Salah. But you shouldn't read it in public, because everyone will have a question mark that why is he reading Salah after Asr Salah. The only time you're not allowed to read Qada Salah is sunrise, when the sun is at its zenith, when it's at midday, and when the sun is setting, then you're not allowed to read Salah. But all other times you're allowed to read your Qada Salah. Sirf teen waqt mein aap qaza namaz ada nahi kar sakte. Jab suraj ghuroob ho raha hai, तुलू हो रहा है, जब सूरज बिल्कुल दरमियान में हो, और जब सूरज गुरूब हो रहा है, तो उस वक्त कज़ा नमाज, हर नमाज हराम है. उसके अलावा हर वक्त नमाज, कज़ा नमाज अदा कर सकते हैं और पढ़ सकते हैं. Ji. So, as mentioned that in traveling, if you missed any salah in traveling, then the qasr salah, you do qaza of qasr. So if you were supposed to read two rakats asr because you were a traveler and you missed it, then when you come back home, you still have to read two rakats asr. How much ever you miss. Safar mein agar aapko sirf do rakat namaz parni hai, zohar ke liye, asr ke liye, isha ke liye, sirf do rakat chuke hai, musafir hai, qasr namaz, to agar safar mein koi namaz chut gayi, to hazar mein, yani apne maqam mein, sirf do rakat hi ki qaza karni hai. Or number X, pehle adad tay kar lo ke mere adad kya hai, how much namaz do I need to make, and then start making targets. If you do it, inshallah, Allah will make it easy for you. Safar mein namaz ikhatta karne ka kya hukum hai? Ji, to without mentioning any names, safar, how, what's the ruling of joining salah in safar or not in safar? According to Imam Abu Hanifa, you're not allowed to join salah. You're not allowed to join. Combining salah is not allowed. The only way you can combine salah is in, this is the most precautious, the predominant, and the favored opinion of the Hanafi school. Any other opinion is the marjuh, is the non-favored opinion. The only time, the only way you're allowed to join salah in the Hanafi fiqh is when it comes to or reading salah early, because joining salah, you either read the salah earlier or you read it later. The only time you're allowed to join salah, the only time you're allowed to join salah is with regards to asr salah. You might have seen that there's a Shafi'i time for asr salah and there's a Hanafi time for asr salah. Why? Because Shafi'i say that asr salah begins when the shadow is one length, and Hanafi say the asr salah begins when the shadow is two length. So for example, asr begins according to us at 6:51. So for those who follow Shafi'i school, they probably say that asr begins at 6 o'clock, for example, or 5:55, for example. Now during safar, you are allowed to read the asr salah at 5:50 according to their time. Somebody get the new one? You're allowed to read it at their time. This is only due to safar. And your only time you're allowed to read it at their time is when you think that my qada, my salah is going to be missed. Then you're allowed to read it at their time. This is the most precautious opinion. Asr, jab koi musafir hai, aur asr ki namaz ada karna hai, to us waqt wo asr waqt se pehle par sakta hai, jab safar mein ho, aur number do, jab shafi waqt shuru ho gaya. Kyunki asr ke liye do waqt hai, ek to shafi waqt hai, aur ek hamare hanafi waqt hai. Kyunki shafi kehte hai ke jab saya ek aadmi ke barabar hai, to asr shuru hota hai. Hum kehte hai ke jab saya do aadmi ke barabar hai, to us waqt asr ki namaz ka waqt shuru hota hai, so that's when you can read it at the Shafi time. But just joining salah is not allowed, even in Muzdalifah. The only other time it is allowed, in Muzdalifah it's allowed, in Arafah it's not allowed. When a person goes to Muzdalifah, then he must join Maghrib and Isha together. In Arafah, you're not allowed to join Zuhr and Asr together, according to the preferred opinion of the Hanafi school of thought. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi, subhanAllah, wa bihamdihi.